Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Today's episode, The Rising of the Divine Feminine. Listen, you guys, I channeled this message and I did part of it on TikTok, but I wanted to go into a more extensive meaning of breaking down what this rising of the divine feminine means for those of us that know we have a strategic purpose and a place here through our divine feminine. So many of you may not be aware, and some of you may be aware, that there are three different aspects of the divine feminine. You have the divine feminine of love and light. You also have the dark divine feminine and the balanced divine feminine. Now, many of you may not be aware of which aspect or which role you play, because the three different aspects have three different roles. And I'm going to be breaking it down and discussing each role. And as I'm breaking this down, you guys, like, I want you to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and feel which one resonates with you, okay? Because as we continue to grow and as we continue to go through whatever it is that we need to go through to become who we are, you will find that you're going to step up in one of these roles. As I was channeling, or as I was literally getting a download to this message, I was also showing that, you guys, the restoration of this planet is really going to be through the divine feminine. Because as you guys know, when you think about the divine feminine, you think about divine feminine is nurturing. It's a mother. It carries a mother energy. It's healing. It's compassionate. It's loving. And that's what we need to literally restore this planet. And so I'm going to be breaking down these different aspects, and I'm going to be starting with the divine feminine of love and light. Now, for those that, and I remember when I started my divine feminine healing journey, that's where I started. I started with the love and light. And the reason why I felt like my higher self or the divine, the universe was starting me is, as you know, the divine feminine, you guys, has been damaged, or it was damaged, should I say, because we're rising up now, but it was suppressed long ago for the patriarchic, for the divine masculine has stepped in and took over. And as you can see, this is why the planet is the way that it is now, with no judgment. Remember, you guys, there's no judgment. Everything just is. So there is no judgment with this. But now it's time for order to be brought back. And Gaia is using the divine feminine, because that's the energy also that Gaia carries, that divine feminine, and she's restoring herself. And so she needs us, the divine feminine, to rise up and to bring order and to bring restoration and rejuvenation back to this planet. Now, mind you guys, this is just one, like, I'm breaking down the divine feminine, but I need you guys to understand that this is just one area, okay? Because this is, it's multifaceted, and it can be broken into so many areas, because you have to remember too, in every individual, there is a divine feminine and a divine masculine, even in male, and even in men, there is a divine feminine. But right now, I'm just giving you guys a breakdown of those of us that play a physical representation of the divine feminine, which means we are in the female form here on this planet. Oh, thank you. Oh, that feels so amazing, even when I said that. And I want you guys to understand how much power we carry. And at the same time, over the years, our higher selves have been waking us up to heal, because there's a bigger picture to this and there's a bigger role that we play. And that's what I'm getting ready to break down for you guys, so that you all can better understand this aspect of it. And then I'll be doing more series or more episodes where I'm going to be, I probably should really make this a series, but I'm going to make more episodes to tie it all in together, because eventually I'm going to get to the divine masculine. So for those of you that have been operating in your masculine, you will notice that you have been going through changes that's requiring you to step more into your divine feminine. So you've had to release and let go and forgive the masculine. So many of us have had father issues, and we've had to, which has really, really caused issues in our relationship. So many of us have gone back and healed that and released a lot of things so that we can step up into our divine feminine. And those of you, those of us that stepping into the divine feminine, I know you guys can feel that sometimes that can be scary, because when you're in your divine feminine, it's so sensitive, it's so loving, it's so nurturing, it's compassionate. And when you're in your divine feeling, you just want to feel love, you want to feel safe, you want to feel, you know, compassion, you want to feel that nurture from your counterpart. But as you know, because the male hasn't fully healed and stepped up, we've been having to do this for ourselves through spirit, through our higher self, through our spiritual team, and even the divine bringing people, bringing other women into our circle, into our space, you know, to give us that love. And for some of us, we've been that representation of being in other women's space and loving on them and being compassionate and building them up and lift them up. Because that's what this, when we talking about the divine feminine, like, we need each other. We need the support of each other. We need to be building each other up and not tearing each other down, because this building up is what is needed yet again to build up this world. Oh, that was a message in itself. So I'm just right now channeling this message of, if you have not been more compassionate towards other divine feminine, I need you guys to really check yourself, okay? And some of you may have been hurt by other divine feminine, but if you haven't let go of that, it's time for you to let go and to really start embracing your sisters, because we need to come together collective. And this is also the bigger picture, as if you look at it as, I'm gonna start with the individual. Take your healing as the divine feminine seriously, because as you heal, your sisters are healing. You create a space for other women to heal, because technically we really are sisters in the divine feminine. We're all, it's collectively, when you think about us as one, we are a collective, because we're going to come together collectively. And the way that I was able to see the power of us all coming together and bringing healing and joining together, because we're going to need to assist the masculine at will. Some of us will, not all of us. Some of us are going to be like, there's so many compartments, you guys. There's so many components to this divine feminine, but I'm going to try to keep it in order and in alignment. So next time you see your sister, you know, speak, smile, be okay with giving a hug, you guys, because we're getting ready to embark upon a great journey, and it's going to be so beautiful, and it's going to unfold miraculously. So, you know, just be more self-aware when you come in contact with your sisters, and making sure that you emitting love and giving love the way in the compassion and grace, allowing us as sisters for room for growth. You know, many of us we're getting there. Some of us are there. Some of us are getting there. Some of us are just starting the journey. So I just want us to pay more attention and to send more love, especially for the divine feminine that's walking in the love and light. So I want to start with that. So those that are walking in the love and light, you'll be able to, it's like you can feel so much love. It's like, it's just, sometimes it can be so overwhelming, and you carry this light of this knowledge, this enlightenment of, you know, everything being love, and you really don't understand or understand the dark aspect of things. And that's okay, because you came here just to be the love and light. Okay. And don't let anyone, don't let the judgment of others who don't fully understand, because I'm noticing that, you know, there is a lot of going back and forth with this divine feminine, and there are some divine feminists saying there's no such thing, it's just all love and light. But there is, and those that are saying that, is because that's not their area. So those of you that's walking in love and light, what I do know is sometimes it can really be a challenge, because we still have darkness, you know, we still have that dark aspect that hasn't been completely healed. So when you're walking in that love and light, a lot of times it can be challenging to continuously be love. And it seems like as you're walking in this love, you are attracting, and I'm laughing because I've walked in the love and light, and it seems like as you're walking in this love and light, it's like everything around you is trying to take that love and that light from you. But your higher self and the universe is allowing that so that you can stand in your knowing that you are supposed to be loving and you are supposed to be that light. So, and I'm not, I don't want to take away from, because the journey is tedious. It's not a simple journey. It's not an easy thing to just completely walk in love and light when, you know, that light also is going to attract darkness. And, but you, I want you guys to understand that you have the power to transmute that darkness into light. So when you encounter someone that's not love and light, you're supposed to encounter them. You're supposed to leave something. Sometimes you're just planting a seed, you know. And overall, if it feels like too, I know some of you feel like you're being used and abused, and it feels like it's not fair because you're constantly being this love and light. And it seems like no matter how much you love and how much you give your light, it may appear that you're not being of service. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to be your confirmation that you are. Okay. And you need to just stay in your own energy, stay in your own space, and understand that you're one of a kind. Okay. Like, your higher self doesn't want you to try to fit in. You just need to be, you just need to be that loving light and stay focused and understand that your purpose, or one of your purpose, because there's multiple purpose and missions, but when you're walking in that loving light, that in that moment, that's your purpose. To be this love, to be this light. And some of you may be questioning, like, you can't give up. It's like a part of you want to stop doing it, but everything inside of you keeps telling you to go, because you need to go, because it's a journey, okay? And eventually, when you process it and you accept that you are here to be love and light, it will become an adventure, and you will begin to find that you can't be affected by those who are not walking in love and light. And a lot of times the people, for you, those of you that's walking in love and light, a lot of times you guys are going to encounter those who are lost. It appears like they're lost, like they don't really know where they fit in. So, you know, continue to be generous, continue to be kind, continue to be loving, because eventually it's going to pay off. Okay. So just keep and know that your spiritual team has you. And I do want to encourage you to keep going, because at times it can be tiresome. You know, many of you have been feeling like you want to quit, like, you know, you just can't take it and you can't bear it anymore. And I know a lot of you are getting tired also of hearing keep going, it's going to get better. But remember, you guys, when we sign up for Earth is not, it's not an easy, remember, we're in a school too. I think it may help you if you just take it as an understanding that you're in a school, and there's always going to be continuous lessons to be learned, or Yeah, lessons to be learned. Because I want to kind of move away from challenge, the word challenge, because we get frustrated with that word. So if we just understand that everything just is that you are, you know, going through experiences to strengthen you and to know that, you know, every encounter is a special encounter. Okay. So just keep going, keep being your love and light, and you will find the peace in it, is what I want to tell you. Make peace within yourself in the understanding that this is the role that you came to play, and that if you just open up and accept that it's not going to always be easy, just open up to that. But at the same time, you are fully equipped. And then when you get tiresome, you know, make sure that you call on your angels, your team, your ancestors, whatever it is that you connect with, the star seeds, you know, for strength, you know, for courage. Because you may have those moments where, you know, you're fully walking into it. And then you may have another moment, especially when we have eclipses and new moons and full moons and just, you know, these different things that's going on. You may feel shaky, and it's okay. Just find the space to give yourself grace. And if you can ground, you know, go outside and plant your feet in the ground, plant your feet on the ground and just sit there. Or if you can lay in the grass or hug a tree. For those of you, you may, the love and the light, for sure, you need to be out in nature. You absolutely need to be out in nature for sure. That will also help you grounded and opening yourself up to see things from a higher perspective or a different perspective, because your role is so vital. It's so important. Okay. Oh, I'm sending you guys so much love, because I know that that role isn't easy. Now we're going to go into the dark divine feminine. Listen, those of you, now I do want to say, as I'm getting into the dark divine feminine, because for me, I went from being the love and the light to going into the shadows. And this came about when I went into the tail end. I was at the tail end of my shadow work when I got introduced to the dark divine feminine. And I was actually able to see my dark divine feminine. She was just a beautiful angel. Like, just something that it was just mind blowing. And, you know, when you talk about the dark divine feminine, people think that the dark divine feminine is evil, but it's not. It carries love. It's just a dark love. And for those of you, if you haven't walked in it, no matter how much I try to explain it, you guys may not understand it. But if you are walking in the dark divine feminine, I'm going to kind of break down what that aspect looks like. You have a zero tolerance. Okay. It's like you just have a zero tolerance. You may come across people, like when people encounter you, it may seem like you're the mean girl, or, you know, you're just mean, and you're, but that's not, you just, when you think about the shadows, okay. When you think about, because that's what you are, you're walking in the shadow, but you still carry this love. It's just that you show the love when it needs to be shown. And it's not more, it's not like a light love. It's a dark love. And you have this zero tolerance. A lot of you are, like to others, it may come across like you're being rebellious and you have this zero tolerance. And even when you talk with an authority, and it's almost like, well, a lot of people will be intimidated by you because they're not familiar with this type of energy, okay? And one of the messages that I did pick up is a lot of you have, those of you that's just now stepping and trying to understand this aspect of yourself, like, I'm picking up that it really doesn't make sense to you guys. And a lot of you have been resisting it because it came upon you all of a sudden. But that was because you needed to heal and you needed to go through the love and the light aspect to get to your dark side. And then some of you came here with the darkness on you. It's just understanding and also controlling, because that's key. When you're dark divine feminine, like, you can't just let loose. You can't let your anger control you. Like, you can't let the shadows control you. So many of you are in a space where you are learning to control or take control of that dark divine feminine, because, you know, what you don't want to do is misuse your powers when you're in your dark divine feminine, because you play a role and you're going to use it. But you also, and this is why you have also gone through so many challenges, because you're responsible. You are responsible for your power. And so you've had to go through different little scenarios where you were being tested to see, because you knew, some of you knew you had this power, and you kind of, you just had to know how to reel it in, or how to harness it, because it works better. Your powers work better when you control it. It can't be out of control. And so when you're unhealed, we have a tendency to misuse, you know, these powers, and then now we got to deal with the consequences. Because, you know, when you're with the dark feminine, you have to understand too, there's consequences that come. And most of us that's walking in this dark, we can deal with the consequences. And sometimes we can become a little cocky in it, because it's like, you know, it's so, this shadow is so, it just, it's like, it feels right. It's so hard to, it's a little challenging to put it into words, because you're in the shadow, but it feels so amazing. And most people are not aware that true power, like when I'm talking about real raw power, is really in the shadow. And the reason why I wanted to talk on this as well is because so many people ask, why is evil? Why is the darkness taking over? Because most people are not aware that the true power is in the darkness. It's in the shadows. Because think about it, you guys, everything, when you think about, everything came from nothing. All right. And the nothing, when you talk about space, there is no real light in space. You know, when you plant a seed, it's planted in darkness. A baby is in a womb. It's dark in there. Everything comes from the shadow. So most people are not aware that the shadow is the true power. And then when you think about the light, it carries a power, but it's a different type of power. But when we talk about true power and getting shit done, oh, the shadow aspect is absolutely, but it has to be controlled. So many of you that are the dark divine feminine, you have to be balanced within yourself. And when I say, you have to be balanced in the shadow. So it's like a knowing. You got to know when to use your power and when not to use your power, because some things don't need your attention. And then a lot of you too are walking karma. So you'll find, like, you'll be vocal, like your words, and when you speak something, and many of you, when you speak, it's like you can immediately see things happen, especially if somebody does something, you know, does something like manipulative or deceptive. And many of you do a lot of, your work in the astral realm. So, because what I'm showing is a lot of you, when you're asleep, you don't realize that your shadow, and some of you do, but many of you don't, that haven't fully understand your dark feminine, because a lot more of the divine feminines are stepping up into that aspect. And for those of you that's new to it, I was shown that you guys were resisting it because you're not aware, or you're not hearing a lot of people talk about it. And so you're feeling all these things, and you're even getting knowledge about it, and it's kind of like you're questioning it. So take this episode, take this and what I'm saying as a form for you to dive more into it, because I guarantee as you're listening to it, and you may listen to it again, you're going to start receiving downloads. Those of you that's new to the dark divine feminine, because that power is very intimidating. And some of you, this is where I was picking up, a lot of you are afraid of that power because you don't want to misuse it. But I'm here to tell you, you won't be able to misuse it. That's why you've been going through a lot of the challenges that you have been going through, and the testing after testing, and the lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson, because it's to ensure that when it's time for you to fully step into it, that you will just flow in it, because that's the goal. The goal is to flow in your power. But that's why you've been, if you pay attention to a lot of your testing, it's about you controlling your thoughts and also controlling your emotions. So when you do have to use your powers, you're going to be using it from wisdom. And actually, if you're going to get to a point where you just can let go, and the power is going to automatically know what it needs to do. Because once you are balanced, once you are in control of you, and knowing that you control your thoughts, you control your emotions, then you'll be able to direct your power and direct your energy the way that it needs to, where it'll literally hit the target that you're trying to hit, okay? And I am showing that a lot of you are going to be put in some dark places, okay? Because you, I need to feel this. So those of you that's dark, the dark divine feminine, you're going to be put in some dark places because you are able to see things that are hidden that others can't see. And like, you guys can easily see manipulation, deception. You can easily see people that's walking in their shadows and doing what we call evil things. But you came here to bring order in the shadow realm, okay? Because a lot of things have been out of control. So you guys are coming to bring order in the shadow. And as you continue to open up, you're going to flow in it. And I need you ladies to understand that you play a vital role as well. And many of you will be doing a lot of work in the ethers and the astral travel, where your spirit will travel to, I want to say, like underground things that are hidden, literally in plain sight. So you'll be traveling to a lot of rituals, satanic rituals that's going on that's causing endangerment to humankind. You guys are privy and have a lot of access, or will be having a lot of access, especially with the new energies that's coming in. So you'll be finding that you will be astral traveling and projecting to different areas of the world. It doesn't matter what state you're in, what city you're in, you will, your powers and your gifts will open up and allow you to travel to where there's like sex trafficking and rituals that deals with the harming of children. You guys play a vital role, and even with adults, and even when we're talking about, many of you are in certain locations that carries a dark energy, so that you can be a leader in that area and do what needs to be done to constrain the shadows being out of control. So that's, yeah. Oh, you guys have a very important role too. And I'm just sending you guys so much love. But it's like, how I can feel with the dark divine feminine, I don't really have any concerns with you guys, because I mean, the only thing when it comes to the dark divine feminine, it's just you picking and choosing when to release your power, because every little thing doesn't require, and that's, I feel like that's the balance with you guys. The dark divine feminine is just some things you can kind of just let roll off. And then there are other things where, yeah, you absolutely need to stand up and be that dark angel that you are. And and the way that I see you guys are so beautiful. I was able to see my dark angel, and I didn't realize that, because I wasn't fully understanding the dark divine feminine. And when I saw her, and when she showed up for me, you know, I literally apologized to her, and she was like, yeah, I'm just here. But I had my own preconception of what darkness was. And, you know, I had her just sitting in the back, and literally she was just like, I've just been sitting here, and, you know, it's been, this is what my dark divine feminine told me. She was like, I just had to sit there and just watch all these people do things to you, and you're just steady being in your love and light, not understanding that you have a dark side. Because I'm getting ready to get to the balanced divine feminine. So for me, I'm a balanced divine feminine. And so when my when my shadow, my dark angel came out, you know, and I saw how beautiful she was. And then, you know, I'm kind of like, it's interesting because she, that aspect of me shows up and she was like, you want me to handle that? Do you want me to deal with it? And I'm like, no, we don't have to. And at first, you know, I was just like keeping her at bay. And because I could feel the power of my dark angel. So I was kind of like keeping her at bay because there was a fear there that if she took over, like I could feel the vengeance, I could feel the anger, I could feel her being pissed off, you know, about what has been done to the divine feminine and the suppression. And like, she's ready to take charge. She's ready to just tear this country up, tear this world up, and tear like the patriarchs and the people that are doing what they're doing. Just like, she just want to ravage. And you know, like I really had to sit with her and let her know that, hey, I know, you know, you feel in a certain kind of way, but we have to be responsible and we have to be accountable. And you guys, for me, this is so vital because I remember one of my past lives that I was a dark angel and, you know, I released my powers where it ruined my whole life. And I went through a phase where I was like, I was never going to use my powers again. And that's why in this lifetime, you know, I have no choice but to step up and be a master within myself. But there's still parts of me that remember my past life where I misused my powers and I lost everything. I lost my family. I lost my whole life. I don't have the full details of that. I just could sense it. And it's like, I know it. And so now though, in this life, I'm really cautious. I'm really mindful. Let me say that. I'm really mindful when it's time for me to step into the dark side and handle business through my dark angel. But I did get to sit with her and, you know, I sat with myself as well. It was like, okay, there's no need for me to be afraid of my dark angel. And she was so powerful. It was a fear of her just taking over and all of my light being gone, like her overriding my light. And she was just like, no, I'm not here to override your light. And when I just, cause she, you see the different aspects of us, you guys, this is what I'm learning, that you need to trust yourself. Okay. This is why it's so key while we're on this journey. Like you go through the phase of trusting yourself. You have to trust yourself because in yourself, there's different aspects. Like for me, because I trust myself, I was like, okay, I trust you. So instead of keeping her at bay, I just let her go. Like I let her become one with me because she's going to know when to step up and protect me or to protect somebody else. Or if I have to do work in the shadows. And then like, even with my light self, just knowing that my light self won't try to intervene when it's time for my shadow self to play the role that it needs to play. But that came from me trusting myself. So if I trust myself, then I trust the different aspects of myself to play the role and to step up when it's time for it to step up. But that also comes with confidence as well. So now let's move into the balance. Now, what I picked up with the divine, with the balance divine feminine, you guys, is I picked up a heavy Libra. Okay. Like when I say heavy Libra, like I picked because it reminds me of the scales and the heavy Libra. You have Libra all throughout your chart. And if you haven't done your birth chart, for those of you, the one chart that I know, if you want to go look at your chart, you can go to Astrology Cafe. It's called Astrology Cafe. And it's, you're going to need to know the time that you were born. And it'll pull up your chart. And in the chart, y'all, it literally, there's like a graph. So you won't have to like read the chart. Under the chart is like a graph. So it'll break down like your sun, your moon, your rising, your Mercury, your Jupiter. It'll show you there's like a graph. And look at this. I'm looking out the window and there's a hawk. Wow. A hawk flying. And I'm on the 49th floor. You'll be able to see your charts and it'll break down and show you each area of your chart where you have Libra. So if you are, and you'll know because you'll be called, you'll just keep seeing the word balance. You'll keep hearing that you need to be balanced. You keep hearing messages of being balanced within yourself. And you will know because you can feel the light in you, and you can also feel your shadow. And you could sometimes, and if you're haven't fully grasped it or fully understand it, they'll be at war with each other until you ground and you realize that you are both light and dark. And for those of you that saying how you will know, you will get messages. You will start getting downloads, but you'll be getting a lot of messages. And if you're just completely unsure, just ask your higher self to confirm which one are you. Are you the divine feminine love and light? Are you the divine dark divine feminine? Or are you the balanced divine feminine? But for the most part, you are going to know. Okay, so don't try to force it. It's more about you really just allowing yourself to just let it like just flow to you what you are. Now, for the balance, when you are the balance of divine feminine, you can go either or. Literally, you'll be used in light, you'll be used in dark. Like a lot of times you won't even know. You'll just be going out and then that aspect of yourself would just show up. The key thing is to not hold back in any role, in any aspect, whether you're the love and light, whether you're the dark feminine, or whether you're the balance. The key is to allow yourself to flow in that aspect and trust that aspect of yourselves. Now, mind you guys, y'all, there's so many aspects to who we are, y'all. We are so multifaceted as human beings. That's why I said we are divine. We are so divine. We are spiritual beings having a human experience and taking this spiritual aspect of yourself, the divine aspect of yourself, okay? And literally becoming one with your human self, allowing that to play out through you. Because one of the things that most people aren't aware of, and I'm going to do a separate episode, is finding a way to enjoy your human experience. You came here for the human experience. Yes, you are waking up spiritually, but at the same time, once you wake up and you learn these different aspects, then you have a role. You have to play that role as a human being, okay? So the divine feminine aspect of you has to play out that role in a human, so you can't be isolated. You can't continue saying, a lot of you are going to come out of hermit mode. You can't stay in hermit mode. And I know there's some fear there because you don't want to deal with people, but many of you are ready. You really are ready. You just, there's a part of you that don't think you're ready, or you feel like you don't want to have to deal with these certain energies that's out there, but you're going to have to open up, because if not, you're going to feel stuck and you're going to feel the resistance. You're going to keep feeling resistance until you open. And I'm speaking from experience, because when, you know, my higher self said, you're ready. And I'm like, no, can I stay in a little bit longer? And it's like, no, you have work to do. And I'm easing myself out, because once you start opening up to the aspect of yourself, you'll realize that you have quite a few roles that you're going to play. And it's interesting, because when you release the fear, you realize that you're equipped for each role and that you are capable of fulfilling these roles. But you're going to have to release your fear. There's no need for you to fear, because you are fully equipped. You've been given everything that you need. You just need to go and trust and be confident. Now, right now, I am picking up with the energies. Like, even for me, it's just grounding. And now I went from this queen energy to I'm grounding in this goddess energy. So many of you will be feeling this goddess energy, okay? Like, you're gonna feel it, like, and when you talk about goddess, it's like a god. So you're gonna feel the power of, it's literally, you're gonna feel the power of the divine, okay? Like, you're gonna feel like, literally, like you're a god. And you're going to start getting messages. And for some of you, that's going to be really hard for you to receive, especially if you're coming from religion. It's going to be hard for you to receive that, because we've been programmed and taught certain things, not understanding that we all come from source. We all carry, you know, the God source within us. It's just, what role of the God source do we play? And that's what many of us are coming into the knowledge of, what role are we playing? And many of us have multiple roles. So that's why I say there's different aspects to yourself. But with this divine, the balanced divine feminine, You're going to be put in so many places, light places, dark places. But you're going to notice too, many of you carry a gray. You're going to connect with the color gray. That's another big thing. Even though, you know, I'm using the Libra, you're going to have some, there's going to be Libra somewhere in your chart. But the true balance, you may have more than one area of Libra, to be that balanced, the balanced divine feminine that you are. And I just want to encourage you guys to, like, being the balance comes with these challenges. It comes with these challenges of its own, because you have to be balanced. Like, you got to know when, know when to be your light, and that it's okay to use your shadow. Like, that's the biggest part, because you, most of the balance started in the light, and then you started coming into the knowledge of the dark, and it's like, okay. And then when you start tapping into the power of your shadow, you want to use that more than you want to use your light. But you're going to have to find the balance. And for those of you, especially as the balanced divine feminine, you will, you're going to find that you have to be balanced mind, body, and soul. Like, everything about you, you have to be balanced mentally, balanced emotionally, balanced physically, balanced spiritually. And it's like, many of you two are going through test after test, after test, after test, after test, after test. And it's like, you're so sick and tired of the testing and the lessons. But it's so vital, because you are also going to play a huge role. And technically, you guys, we all play a huge role. Honestly, when we talk about the divine feminine and the different aspects, we all, every role is a huge role. Anything, any role that coincides with elevating this planet is an important role. But I just want you guys to know that you got this, and that I'm sending you guys so much love. And if you're not following me on Instagram, head over to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I'm also on TikTok at Dr. Yano Kelly. I do quite a few 3-minute videos. I'm going to get back to my podcasting. I just, many of you will find that at the last month or two, we've been going through a lot of shifting and a lot of changing and stepping up, because now is the time. We are that Phoenix rising, and there's no more hermit mode. There's no more. It's like, now we're being, now we've gotten through all the eclipse. We've gotten through Mercury retrograde. You know, we've gotten through these new moons and full moons that have shifted us. It was like the final shift. And now it's time for us to go and be. And we are absolutely ready. Right now, we're still in the phase of just like grounding into this new role, this new aspect of ourselves. But pretty soon, I haven't been giving like a time. I just know pretty soon we'll be literally be pulled. And I am picking up summertime, the summertime. So anywhere between June and August, many of us will be fulfilling that role, like literally being in it, like really playing the role. So I'm just sending you guys so much love and so much peace. Till next time, remember to keep feeding your soul. It's so key to stay connected to the divine, especially when, now that we're going to be walking out this human role, because a lot of us are coming out of the spiritual aspect, like the full spiritual, and now we're going to be integrating it with the human aspect. So many of us are going to be walking in that humanness. And so you're going to have to make time to meditate, to connect with your higher self, to get out in nature and grind, because the human aspect energy, that energy is heavy. And that's a different type of energy. So just make sure, you guys, if you got crystals, it's going to be key to keep up you a spiritual regimen, especially when you wake up in the morning, making sure you're doing cleansings. You know, it's going to be key, especially when you're walking out this human role. But I just want you guys to know that you got this, and I'm sending you guys so much love.